Yeah, I think the kasha we're stuck with here is in the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah on the Shabbos Meisiv Ocho Basa V'Shasi Yai. Yeah, so I just mentioned Agav Ocho. We said that since there's no chefzer of Basa V'Yai, and so it seems on Shabbos, whatever's the best onig subjectively, is mutter to eat. But there's no chefzer shel Basa V'Yai. Mashena came b'yantif. And that's why he says that if he's poor, so he just is misane kifi yicholto. Okay, good. So that's why it doesn't say chayiv. But now the next part. Tamar v'gam b'chol lama asur aso v'halo achak furisha chol ikar avelus v'as b'nei hasasandel is mutter. So apparently in the Havamina he learned that the reason why you're also with for Basar and Yayin is because of the Avelus. Because since you're Mesabel, it's not proper to eat Basar and Yayin. So we learned that that Mixas Avelus is Noheg before Kfura, and the Elas Asandel also for the comfort of the feet. So they didn't ask for that until after Kfura. But before Kfura, they didn't ask him. Why? Because he held that it wasn't really in the Ikar Avelusa. You know what I mean? He wasn't really in the heat of the Avelus, in the real core of the Avelus. So therefore, he held they didn't throw all the Yisurim on the Onan. But after Kfura, they threw all the Yisurim on the Oval. So he was learning that it's like Mixas. Mixas Avelus, you know. Avelus is Chal right after Misa. But only Mixas Avelus. And that's why they didn't go so far as to Asa Nihilas Asandel. So he answers, no. The Yishlomar, Shatam Shasa, so Kodam Kfur, Nesha, Imla, Isha, Im Yavo, Lecho, Abbas, Lishta, Sayyim, Ashachach, Tanil, Gavi, Sassim, and Akfur. So he says, no, you're making a mistake. That has nothing to do with Inyani, Avelis, and being the Sabo. That's really everything's Schar right away, 100%, and it's the same Avelis before and after. The only thing is that the reason why they had him not drink wine and eat basar is so that he shouldn't get taken away with that and not do the poor problem. Okay? Mm. And the same reason they were matan yilsa sandal. Apparently before in the Havamini he thought the reason why they were asar. The Asa Nilsan left was because that's Ikar Avelusa. But before it's not Ikar, so they didn't want Asa. They didn't go that far to Asa Nilsan.
Right.
What are the five in the name again? There's.
Sikhar,
Chitza, Tashmish. Right, but this they didn't want to take away from because this is like the hardest thing. Can't walk around.
Right. That's so a pretty. The Havi and Maskana are very different ways of looking at it. It's very, very far apart in terms of how they look at before and after the Kfura.
Yes, but they both look at it like the Ramban.
Yeah.
That is Chal B'Shas Misa. The only thing is that in the Havamini he looks at it as partial and complete, and Maskoni looks at it both complete.
Right.
Except for two exemptions. Yeah. Okay. That's the way, obviously that's the way he learns.
Yeah.
It would seem, see the Ramban holds the same way, that Misa ushers in Isuri Avelis. And the only thing is, it's not all the minion, because since he's an Onan, so he's being Osek and Kfura. So the Isaskus, but that's no reason to be Matar Isurim. So there's no reason in Mati is sort of for the Gavra just because he's also looking for a Yuwaka, because also looking for a Shemati Mora. So it doesn't make sense. So therefore he has all these Suravels. But the only thing is that it can't be all a minion because he's really, he's too busy. He has no Yishuv Adas. And without Yishuv Adas, he can't have, can't be all a minion. But there's no reason to be Matir Isur. Isur Yavelos. That's not going to help him.
Right? Jay.
Yes.
Right, Jay?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know, years ago you put it into two categories, the Niyagavet.
Yeah, go ahead.
So those are Chalamid, in other words, the Yisurim in terms, according to the Ramban, that's how you explain the Ramban, that Avelis is Chal immediately. In terms of the Yisurim, Yisurei Hanoah, they're Chal immediately. But the other activities are in a different category. Those activities are not Yisurei Hanoah, they're essentially to demonstrate Kavod HaMeis. And that begins after the Kuru.
Okay. I have to check the Ramban over again. But he is just saying this point, the Rabbeinu Yonah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there a man in Taras Adam?
It is the entire Sodom. You'll take it as such. Okay.
The Hamim, though, where it's essential, is the essential Avelis and something that's not quite so essential?
What were Rabbeinu saying?
No. The Hamim.
Oh, the Hamim was that that the full extent of Avelis wasn't imposed on him until Lafik 4.
So, but the, when,
what?
But what are those two things? The full extent.
Like they didn't ask any Yosef Sandal.
But is that so? That's like a separate shame of Avel, or
yeah, they didn't want to go that far because he wasn't completely involved in his das and the Avelis. That's the Havamim. But in the Maskana, he says, no, really, all Yisurim, they treated the same way. The only reason why they didn't impose Ni'ilas HaSandel is because of the fact that he has to be involved. It will hinder him from Kvura. But in the Havamini, he held that they didn't impose it until he, because it wasn't the real Ikar Avelis. So they didn't burden them with all the, just some of the Nihuga Avelis. So what's your question?
Just what is that? It's not a full Avelis.
That's a good question. You could say that he holds that the Kvura itself is Mashlim, the Gavra of the Oval. And it's complete. So they made two levels. Okay? Good question. Yeah, okay.
But he's not saying that. The end of the day is not.
In the end of the day, he changes his mind, yeah. But we're going on the Havamina. So Ken is very didactic in the Havamina as well.
I wrote it down.
Well, that's what we're learning around. Okay, good. So the question was raised why does he have to say that? Why does Omgamu have to come on to Ono? So how he burst in this? Why do you have to come on to Ono? Why doesn't he just say Onik? Onik Shabbos is also a mitzvah. So why does he need Ono for? So we wanted to answer by saying that Onik Shabbos, it's the Ono that's the mitzvah. And everything else you do is a vehicle to get you to the Ono. But that doesn't stamp the Maisa with a Maisa mitzvah. Because it simply is a way. You'll have all Shabbos have on it. All kinds of on it. So therefore, anything you do can be an honor. You invite over chaverim, it's an honor. Go for a walk, it's an honor. So the oneg is the mitzvah. But you can't say, it doesn't define the maisa as a maisa shel mitzvah that gives it a different character. But ona renders it a tashma shel mitzvah. So it redefines the maisa as tashma shel mitzvah. And tashma shel mitzvah is not kalas rosh. That's what we're going to be holding. Chacham maintain it's not defined by its kavanah, so therefore it's kalas rosh. But Rabbi Gamliel maintains that you define it by its kavanah, and its kavanah is l'shem mitzvah. So it's tashmish al mitzvah is not kalas rosh. But oneg is different. Oneg, even though you'd be chayiv to do it, it wouldn't define it as be a shal mitzvah. It would be defined as bia shal yodeha boli de mitzvah. Right.
Baronic.
Right. But it wouldn't redefine the action. So therefore, you couldn't say that it has a different character and it loses the element of kalas rosh.
Right. Don't you say this?
Yeah, dos is lochi.